Son, have some lunch.
All right.
I'll get it, son. Come in!
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Grady.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Grady.
I just ran into your mailman.
And I'd take his truck and run over Esther's face.
He gave me this package to give to you.
Oh, thanks, Grady.
I didn't hear anybody invite me to sit down and eat.
Shh. Me either.
According to this postmark, here is from Buffalo.
It must be a bill. A Buffalo bill. Did you get that?
A Buffalo bill. You didn't get it.
Huh?
That's really beautiful. What is it?
What does it look like?
Oh, you know, look, that looks just like one of those. I mean, it's exactly like what. I give up. What is it?
It's one of Jimmy Carter's fillings.
Well, whatever it is, at least you can't say you already have one.
What a dumb thing to send somebody. No wonder they didn't put a return address on the package. What do you do with a silver ball?
Play catch in Beverly Hills.
Hey, let me take a look at this, Pop. Hey, this is sterling silver. This might be dumb and ugly, but it's worth $300 or $400.
What? You two have no class. Don't you know a thing of beauty when you see it? I wonder who it's from. I don't know anybody in Buffalo.
Hey, wait a minute. I think there's a note in there. Yeah, there it is. There's a note attached.
Well, read it. I don't have my glasses.
I don't think I should, Pop. It's marked personal.
Oh, I'll read it.
Go ahead, read it, Lamont.
Okay. My dear, dear Freddy.
My dear, dear Freddy. I feel a tear coming in my eye.
Well, move it over and make room for my fist. Read, Lamont.
I hope you enjoy this little gift. The minute I saw it, I was reminded of old times. I promise never to forget you, Freddy. And I have it. I'll be arriving in Los Angeles on Tuesday afternoon, and I must see you. Yours, Carol.
Oh, wow, Fred, it's from Yours, Carol.
Hey, Pop, who's Carol?
I don't know. I never met a girl.
Well, she sounds like she knows you, Fred.
Come on, Freddie. Who is she?
I used to be acquainted with a girl named Cheryl who was terrific. Now, if you want to hear about her, okay then. See, we were all alone one
night. We don't want to hear about Cheryl.
In the living room.
We don't want to hear about Cheryl.
Fred, you here?
I'm coming. Coming. There, Lieutenant, I'm coming home now. Hey, what are you doing here? And what are you all dressed up for?
Oh, I'm not dressed up. I just happened to be in the neighborhood, and I thought I'd stop by to see how you were.
Since when did fools start making house calls?
Is Carol here yet?
No, and by the time she is, I lay you 5 against 2, you're gone. These 5 against them 2.
Oh, now, come on, Fred. Now, I know Hey, you didn't want to talk in front of Lamont, but you and Carol were really lovers, weren't you?
Grady, I'm gonna tell you one more time. I don't remember her.
Hey, Pop, Carol's here.
Where?
Outside, paying a cab.
Listen, son, is she breathtaking?
You could say that.
Well, look here. When she knocks on the door, you open it, and that'll give me a chance to look at her. And once I see her, I'll know if I recognize her.
I doubt it, Pop, but okay.
Freddy! 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 Fred Sanford.
Carol.
No wonder he wanted to keep Carol a secret.
Freddie, introduce me to your friend.
Oh, that's right. You never did meet my son, did you? Lamont, meet Carol.
Hello, Carol.
And this is my friend Grady. Meet Grady, Carol.
Carol who, Fred?
Carol who? Did you hear that? Carol who? Like, he must think you changed your name.
No, it's still Rhodes.
Yeah, you see, it's still Rhodes. Now, just shake hands, Grady, and shut up. Yeah, have a seat.
Freddie, was you surprised to hear from me?
Well, I certainly was. And thanks for the wonderful gift. It was very, very round.
I knew you'd understand. Your father and me go back a lot of years.
Lot of years.
Freddie, I had a long trip, you know. Do you mind if I freshen up?
No, the bathroom's upstairs, first door on the left. A lot of soap. A lot of towels. A lot of years.
Freddie, you don't know how I'll feel to see you again.
Yes, and words escape me, too.
Oh, it's so nice to see old friends get together again.
I still don't know who he is.
Yeah, but you're making progress, Fred. At least now we know that you and Carol were never lovers. Don't we, Fred?
Hey, look, Pop, if you don't know this guy, Carol, why don't you just come right out and say so?
Because he's a friend of mine, dummy, an old friend. And if he can spend money on presents like that and take cabs, he's a rich old friend. So I don't want to offend him.
Have you got any plans tonight?
Yeah, I'm gonna stay home and watch TV. See, there's a rerun where Godzilla eats Hershey, Pennsylvania, and gets nuts.
Cancel it. I'm taking you out for dinner. And then we're gonna stay up all night long and celebrate. How about it?
Be careful, Fred. You hardly know him.
Well, I do know a great rib joint.
That's amazing. Your father's got a memory like an elephant.
He does?
After all these years, he still remembers that my favorite are ribs.
How could I forget?
Hey, Pop, do you realize
my
what...
My buddy. Nobody. Why don't you?
Do you realize what time it is? It's 3:30 in the morning. Now, where have you been?
Painted town. Ha!
I can smell the paint. What did you bring Cal home with you for anyway?
Well, then why should he stay at a hotel when Sanford Arm is 90% vacant? Besides, he's my best buddy in the world.
Oh, you mean you finally remember where you know him from?
No, but I like the way he picks up chicks. Chicks and chicks.
Pop, you had dinner with him last night. Didn't you talk about anything that was familiar to you?
We did. The twins.
Oh, he has children?
No. The Sadler twins. We picked them up in the rib joint, then we went dancing and forgot to talk about anything. I found out one important thing, though.
About Carol?
No, about the Sadler twins. I found out how to tell them apart.
How?
The one with the tattoo on the forehead, lisp.
Freddy!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Roach. He already went to bed, but he told me you were going to be staying in the rooming house, so I got a key over here for you. 15A. Say,
15A.
Would you say my father's changed a lot over the years?
Not one little bit. He's the same classy guy he was 40 years ago.
40 years ago, huh?
Didn't he ever tell you about us?
No, it must have slipped his mind.
Believe me when I tell you he was one classy guy, and he still is. Not once last night did he ever mention the robbery.
The robbery? Which robbery?
The one Freddie and I pulled.
The what?
Me and Freddie robbed one of the biggest banks in America. What's so funny?
Well, I'm sorry, but for a minute there, I thought you said that you and my pop held up a bank together.
That's what I said.
That's what I thought you said. Oh, hi, Pop.
Oh, son, please. Please, don't shout. Don't even whisper. I'll just read your lips.
Hey, look, why don't you sit down here and have a nice hot cup of coffee?
No, I think I'll fix me something for my hangover.
Okay. Hey, you know, after you went to bed last night, I had a long talk with Carol Pop, and he told me that you...
Oh, earthquake! Earthquake, son!
Would you just relax,
huh?
That's only the door. Just relax. Come in!
Ah!
Hi, Fred.
Oh, Brady. Listen, the one thing I don't need this morning is you. Listen, no, I don't know who Carol is. No, I don't know where I met him.
I knew it. I knew it. That just proves that my theory is 100% correct.
What theory, Brady?
Well, the reason that Fred can't remember who Carol is because he never met him. You see, Carol is a nut.
And so are you.
Now, wait a minute, Fred. Now, wait. Just hear me out now. I mean, the old buddy routine is just a way to meet a celebrity. Now, see, I read where it happens to Frank Sinatra all the time.
But, Grady, I am not Frank Sinatra.
Well, then, my theory is perfect up to that point, isn't it? Lamont, I think you should have the police run a check on this guy and Frank Sinatra.
I think it would be a waste of time, Grady. And besides, Pop already knows who Carol is. They used to be in business together.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Pop, you sure you want to talk about this in front of Grady?
Yes, sure, I'm sure. Especially since I don't know what we're going to talk about anyway.
Oh, well, thank you, Fred. I'm honored.
Listen, now, what kind of business were we supposed to be in together?
Come on, Pop, the bank robbery business.
Are you crazy?
Come on, don't try to deny it. Carol told me all about it, man. You and him held up a bank together.
Are you crazy?
Wow, that sounds like big time, Fred. How much did you get?
Nothing, because it never happened.
Are you sure, Fred? I mean, if you don't remember Carol, you probably don't remember that you held up the bank.
Take my word for it, Grady. It never happened.
Hey, Pop, wait a minute now. I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I don't think Carol is lying.
Well, I don't know, though. He might be. Fred, I think you should throw the bum out.
I can't do that. I can't do that. He's an old friend of mine, and he's from Buffalo, and he's in the chips.
Would you stop it?
Now, he came here for some reason, didn't he? And I'm not throwing him out until either I find out what the reason is or he runs out of money, whichever comes first.
Maybe he's going to hit another bank, Fred, and he wants you to drive the getaway car.
Brady, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you crazy?
Good morning, Freddy. Have you ever seen a day like this?
I don't know. I haven't seen this one yet. Can't get my eyes to focus.
We didn't have a chance to talk much last night. Can you believe it's been 40 years?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, the summer of 1936.
A lot of years. Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio was a good old town in those days. And you was a pretty good old pool hustler, too. They didn't call you Q-Ball for nothing.
Q-Ball, right, Q-Ball. Nobody's called me that for years. Jakes.
Good old Jakes. You hustled me there for 4 straight days. All we did was shoot pool and eat ribs.
Yeah. Carroll Road, you were my private pigeon.
I didn't have my mind on the game. Them 4 days, I was casing the bank across the street. I couldn't have pulled that job without you.
But I didn't do anything.
Well, you gave me time to get away with $150,000.
Well, you didn't get far because you got caught the same day.
No, they didn't catch me. I gave myself up. That's why I'm here, Freddy. To give you your half.
My half?
50-50, just like I promised. I got the money in my room. I'll go get it.
Good. Hey, Lamont! Get in here! Come here, son.
What's the matter,
Pop? Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sell this business and retire. We're going to travel all over the world and just spend money. We're rich. Carol went to get my half of the holdup money.
Oh, so now you're going to admit that you was in on that holdup?
No, dummy, but I was in the bank. See, I was in the bank making my weekly 10-cent deposit on my Christmas fund.
10 cents?
Yeah, that was a depression on, you know? I mean, anyway, here's what happened.
Q-Ball, look who's here.
Hey, my pigeon, Carol. Like having money in the bank.
Yeah.
Hey, Carol, what are you doing? Putting in or taking out?
Taking out. I'm making a big withdrawal.
Good. Then maybe we can have our little game, huh?
I don't think so. I'm going out of town.
What's the matter, Carol? Why are you so nervous?
Because I can't spell.
Well, don't feel bad about that. Probably everybody in this bank can't spell, including the president.
Yeah, but he ain't writing a hold-up note.
A hold-up note?
Shh, the guard will hear you.
Eh?
Are you crazy? You never get away with it.
I might if you help me.
Forget it.
You lucky, Freddy. You got a trade, hustling pool. I ain't had a steady job since this depression came. And I was unemployed 3 years before that.
Well, listen, you robbed this bank, you can be employed the rest of your life, making license plates.
Yeah, but I got a great plan.
They all had great plans. Marl Barker, Dillinger, layaway.
Yeah, but mine won't miss. All you got to do is take care of the guard.
Eh?
I'll split 50-50 with you. I already got the note written.
Let me see that. Carol, they gonna laugh you right out of this bank.
I told y'all I couldn't spell.
But this is ridiculous. Listen. Dear Bank Manager, this is a stinker. Put all the money in this brown piper bug. One false move, and I'll short your herd off.
Okay. Then we'll do it without the note. You just take care of the guard.
Huh? I'm gonna take care of the guard.
No.
Excuse me.
Hey, Q-Boy, what's happening?
My pigeon is robbing this bank.
What? Hey, man, let's get out of here.
I can't, Jake, I can't. I gotta go tell this guard over here so Carol won't be getting in a lot of trouble.
What can I do for you, young fella?
Well, the main thing is, don't panic.
Hold up!
No! Shh! Don't you see my friend took the bank manager in the back? And...
Yeah, and that's a gun you got in that case, right?
No, this is a cue stick.
Look.
I'll show it to you.
Look, friend. Look, you ain't gonna have no trouble with me. I'm retiring next week. I got my pension to think of. I've been on this job a lot of years.
A lot of years. Well, what about the robbery?
Oh, my goodness, a robbery?
Oh, no, I'm not one of the guys.
Don't short. Please don't short me.
Thank you, people. I'll never forget you. Bye.
Everybody here is out of their herds. course, when he said, I'll see you later, I didn't know it would be 40 years later.
Well, how much did Carol get away with anyway, Pop?
$150,000. We're rich, son. I get half.
You mean to tell me he's going to give you $75,000?
Not give me, dummy. It's my share. I worked hard for it.
Hey, Pop, you shouldn't take that money.
Why not? I mean, I took care of the guard, didn't I?
It's stolen money, Pop.
But I didn't steal it. I mean, that crook Carol stole it. I mean, it's better that an honest man like me should have it than him. Oh.
Come on, Pop, where are your ethics?
You're looking at my ethics right now. It's time for a change.
Hi, Lamont.
Lamont was just leaving, weren't you, son?
No. I'm going to stay here. I want to see this.
I told Lamont the good news, and he's very excited about it.
Yeah, I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, for $75,000, you should be happy.
Freddie, actually, your half don't come to that much.
Why not? You said that after the holdup, that you'd put the money in a nice, safe place.
I did. I went right away to another bank and opened up a saving account.
With the stolen money?
It was all part of my plan. While I was doing time, that money was drawing interest.
That's right, interest. I should be getting more than $75,000.
Go ahead, and then what happened?
After I served 20 years, I made a deal with the police. I offered to give back the $150,000 in exchange for parole.
You gave away our money?
But I kept the interest.
And the police went for that?
They didn't know about the interest. They thought I had hidden the money, and they figured since I had paid my debt to society, they had nothing to lose.
Carol, you're a genius. How much did the interest come to?
$60,000.
Then my share comes to... $30,000.
It would have, but when I got out of jail in 56, I tried to find you, but you had moved.
Yeah, I was already in L.A. by that time. So, how much have I got coming?
$52.17.
$52.17 out of $30,000? You came all the way from Buffalo to give me $52.17.
And to ask you for a job, because I'm almost out of money.
Carol, I gotta hand it to you. You got a lot of guts. I mean, I don't have a job for you, but you can stay over at Sanford's Arms rent-free until you can find a job. And if you need any money, here, you can sell this.
Thank you, Freddie. You one classy guy.
You know, Pop, I owe you an apology.
Well, pay up.
Well, I mean, for me to even think that you would be involved with a bank robbery is... I'm sorry I thought that, Pop.
Now, you forgive me, son. Anything was possible then, because times were tough.
Yeah, especially for Cal. And some 40 years later, when he really needs help, you're helping him.
Well...
Well, nothing, Pop. I'm proud of you, man. And like he said, you're one classy guy. Hey, Pop, you know, I think it's great the way you're helping out Carol.
Thanks, son.
But it's been weeks now, and he's still living here rent-free.
Well, he said he'd pay me back.
He also said that he was going to give you $75,000, Pop. I don't think we should believe anything he says. I mean, after all, he did rob a bank once.
I know. I was part of the gang.
Well, do you think he'll ever give us our money?
Sure. He's already found himself a job, and he loves it.
Pop, what kind of a job could a guy like Carol get?
He's a bank guard.